We have an in-house keyboardist. He is the Prince of Piano, Peter, the Prince of Piano. Peter, how you doing?
I'm good, Rick. How are you doing tonight?
Good, good. You know, we're experimenting with this and, you know, having in-house musician, the Paul Schaefer, if you will, the show.
I better shave my head and wear glasses.
Here's what's interesting, Peter, for our listeners. What I found interesting is we ran a blind ad on Craigslist. We didn't say who the show was. We just said a radio show looking for in-house keyboardists. We said nothing about our political views, left, right, or up or down. You were one of several who responded. What's remarkable is not only are you a terrific musician, you perform at GOP Republican conservative events up and down the West Coast.
I do. The first one I did was for Congressman Bill Bray. Sat in the hallway playing the piano. I had a pinstripe suit on, goods clothes, tie, and then people started to ask me. They said, "What are you doing here?" And I didn't even understand it. It dawned on me later that they were thinking artist, Hollywood, liberal, things like that. But you know, we do the best we can, and I would think I was in the right place.
You know, I don't know if you're aware of this. You mentioned Congressman Bill Bray. When I first launched this show a couple years ago, it was a Saturday-only show for about a year.
Right.
He was not a congressman at that time. He was a former congressman who was contemplating his future.
Yeah.
He was the co-host with me.
No kidding.
Yeah. We launched this show together.
I love it.
Did a handful of shows, and then the Duke Cunningham.
Right. Duke. Yeah.
Controversy occurred, and Bill Bray ran for his vacant seat and became a congressman once again.
Right. Yeah, I was there to see that. It was quite an honor to be involved in it, and it launched a whole other side of my performance in town, and it's very exciting.
Tell us about yourself.
Well, my stage name is Prince of Piano. My real name is Peter Roberecht. I'm originally from Holland. I think a lot of people don't know that, and we immigrated when I was a baby, so I'm like the first unofficial American of the family, and it's good to be. We came here to be Americans. And not to just bring our culture over. We wanted to assimilate and do all that stuff.
And tell us about some of the political events that you get involved in. I was looking at your bio. You've played for Governor Schwarzenegger and so forth.
Oh, yeah. You know, Arnold, as we call him, he calls me the pumped-up piano player. One time, it was La Jolla Beach and Tennis Club. He's walking up. There's a bit of a lull in the room, and I wasn't real sure of myself then. I didn't play a fanfare. I jumped off the piano bench and flexed my arms. And he starts laughing and calls me the pumped up piano player. And of course, my booker is now in love with me because Arnold laughed. The king laughed. So it was a good experience.
That's a good experience. How did you get involved in playing GOP conservative venues and events?
Actually, no, it's all due. I have to give all the credit to Carolyn Dorsey.
I know Carolyn.
Absolutely. Carolyn Dorsey is the most prolific fundraiser.
That's right.
Got credits to President Reagan and forward and was recently honored at the Lincoln Reagan dinner. It's fantastic.
Carolyn Dorsey is a phenomenal fundraiser. Maybe the foremost conservative fundraiser in San Diego County.
Absolutely. And she supports everybody. When you walk into the room, she screams your name and gets everybody cheering. She's an amazing person.
What do you have a website?
I do. It's princeofpiano.com and also / on YouTube.
Tell us about you've got some relationship with KISS. It's connections.
It's at a minor stage. A contact of mine was playing a CD I made just for Gene Simmons to hear. I got it that far. And he actually said, "What is that? Can I have that?" Pulled his sunglasses down and looked at the CD player. So she whipped out a copy she had hiding in her jacket. It was all finished with the cover. And he gave up two of his business addresses, his manager and his own, and he asked for a press kit from me. So I'm currently developing a second follow-up press kit to try to light the fire. Because I know that somebody like Gene, he collects stuff around the country. And then it goes in a big box somewhere in the ether. And when something is the flavor of their month, they go to it. So it's up to me to keep myself up on his mind, yeah.
What is it that's unique about this demo that you gave Gene Simmons that would have caught his attention?
In this case, it was called Piano Kiss. So it was Kiss music, authentic, just like the MTV Unplugged show they did, but it was piano as the lead instead of vocal.
Not to put you on the spot, we didn't talk about this in advance. Can you play a song from that for us off the top of your head or not?
Yeah, I can play a little. Let's see. The mellow song was...
Thank you.
So that mellow thing turned him on, you know. Of course, it started with I Want to Rock and Roll All Night, which is their anthem. And so it was a hit with him at the moment. It's up to me to, you know, knock the door down and keep pushing.
That's great. I mean, you're an entrepreneur. You're a capitalist.
Yes. I'm also hungry sometimes.
Where did you develop your conservative views on life?
Definitely my parents. Although being from Indonesia to Holland to America, they remain conservative in their views. It was probably the age group at that time, too. You know, America was really hot dogs and apple pie when we got here. And that's where we came from that point of view. You know, I'm a Leave It to Beaver kid and an Andy Griffith show and a Dick Van Dyke show. It all matched all the lifestyles of the time because I related to the Leave It to Beaver era for the kids in school. My brothers were the age of the Dick Van Dyke show. My parents were like Aunt B. My mother was just like Aunt B. Even same voice. And always dressed and always making pies and things like that. It was fantastic. And that's, of course, it's the America that we all miss that coagulates us like that.
Interesting story. Yes. All right. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to take a quick break, the Prince of Piano will take us to the break. When we come back, we're going to meet some folks here. We're going to meet Rick Powell, who's getting beat up on San Diego television by his Democratic opponent. We'll meet a few other folks. I'm Rick Amato. We're back after this.